Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CAGA, PASLA, SLA, ACRRR, MMDRA, HA, FAIR.
Or any of the anons?
Any of them, their groups.
Right.
We only speak for ourselves and not really that well. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Nobody will get that except us. But it's okay.
Fran got it.
Yes. So we're thinking about going to the hookah bar tonight. Is that like old ways, do you think?
Nope.
I used to smoke weed out of a hookah. Although I must say that going up there and smoking a hookah doesn't remind me of weed at all. I guess it's because we don't have a whole bunch of guys with Bic lighters around the top trying to light it.
And it's watermelon flavored.
Yeah.
I was at a graduation party the other night, and guy had his vape filled with hash oil.
Really?
Yep.
Does it work?
I guess it did, because
he was loaded.
They were all kind of sideways.
Huh.
Well, they'd been drinking for 4.5 hours anyway, so I think they were...
Because I'm not exactly sure the way vape works, but doesn't it heat it up and boil it, and that's what gives
it
you the vapor?
It vaporizes it. That's why it's called a vape.
But
you inhale the vapor.
I wonder what the boiling point on hash oil is as compared to water.
Because the juice that's in the vapes isn't just water with flavoring in it either, and nicotine. It's
hash oil.
No, it's
this was.
It's juice.
It's juice.
Juice.
Gin and juice.
No, it's like vegetable oil and glycerin flavoring.
Gin and juice.
I don't know what you're doing.
How's your day, Bruce?
How's your day?
I can't remember I don't know what song it was, but it's in my mind now, and I'm effed. Because not only can I not remember the song, I can't remember any of the lines to it, but the tune is going in the back of my skull right now.
Ooh.
All right.
My day went fantastic. Slept in, got up, cleaned around the house a little bit, went out, did the breakfast lunch thing.
Yep.
Came back, did a party thing, went to sleep for a while, got up, crammed in doing all the boozy news and record the show, and then we're going to go to Cafe X2O, which if you live in Southern California, is in Glendora, California. Nice place. Love it. Outside, nice big patio. They do hookah. If you smoke, they allow smoking. If you don't smoke, you can go around the side. Cool place. Great coffee. So there you go.
All right.
Shelley?
Yes?
You know what that means.
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Yes. Set the board again.
Yes, it is.
The magical teletype.
That half our audience doesn't even know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Orlando.
Florida. Florida.
Florida.
No, see, I can't do your Florida. I have to come up with my own Florida. My own Florida. It has to be
Florida.
Florida. I'll have to work on that.
Florida man in charge with attempted murder.
With leg wax?
No.
Oh, what is that?
After he wailed a guy coming up his stairs with a full pot of boiling oatmeal.
Ooh.
Wow.
The napalm-like substance, because you know the way oatmeal is. It's going to stick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's boiling, and it's going to stick. Shelley's pointing at something.
I think that we're going to hear a lot of jitter chatter in the background.
Oh, yeah. You know what is probably a really good idea? Is
whisper.
During the recording, whispering would be good.
They're paying no attention to us at all.
You can laugh really loud.
Hey, But hey, peanut gallery. When you guys are talking,
and we're recording,
we can hear it on the recording. So if you're going to talk, you need to whisper. And we're like, hey, you know, if you guys whispered more and we hear this, I can get it on Netflix. I'm like,
laughing at us is good, and I do mean at, but
yeah, there you go.
There we go. All right.
Reminds me of Greg.
So what
our
was
our friend it? Greg?
Okay, now let's
okay.
So oatmeal.
Rewind.
Napalm.
Oatmeal.
A boiling pot of oatmeal.
So he was. He,
that'll stick and burn for a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ouch. Edward Hawley. He had gotten into an argument with Daryl Blacknell. When he next saw Blacknell on his porch, he said he took a hot pan from his stove and threw the contents on the man.
Ouch.
What?
Atlanta police said Hawley told him they might as well arrest him because next time I see him, I'm going to kill him.
That's a good thing to say.
Investigators say Blacknell's in the hospital with second and third degree burns from Ooh. The oatmeal.
I'll bet.
Oh, my gosh.
He said he'd been playing cards with Hawley's cousin when he was attacked. He's in Orange County Jail, which is in Florida.
Yep.
Charged with attempted second-degree murder.
And why did he do this?
It doesn't say.
You know,
do we need a
there
reason?
Is nothing worse than getting unawarely scalded with something.
Yeah.
I'll give you the example.
Uh-oh.
You ever been drinking a cup of coffee and not paying attention, and somebody comes by and refills your cup of coffee?
Yeah.
And you didn't realize they refilled it with fresh hot coffee?
And you were expecting your cold.
Yeah, your lukewarm.
Yeah.
Proper temperature. And you pour it into your mouth.
Yes.
And you realize.
Many times. At like a Denny's or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one thing about Denny's or Coco's or guys like that, they're all across the country. They come through pretty quick and fill up your coffee. That's one thing Denny's always been good at. So you get that the coffee to the perfect temperature.
Yeah.
You set it down for a second. You talk. You turn around. You grab it. And it's napalm.
Yeah. And they.
Well, and they mess up your mix.
Yeah, they do, because you get that mix just perfect.
The problem is they need to wait till your cup is empty. Then when they fill it, you can make the perfect mix again, because I always find that the perfect mix is like, whatever, a package of whatever and a certain amount of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come and they fill it when it's only half full, now I'm like, do I use half a packet and a little bit of milk? And it never comes out right.
Yep.
It's horrifying.
Now, it's just like chasing the high. The first cup is awesome.
You know what? After the first line.
Yes.
You could never get the Coke just right.
Yeah.
Because there were too many grains involved, and you couldn't get the right number of grains to get that same high you got with the first one.
Correct.
But I spent 8.5 years trying to get that just right.
Trying to get the second hit.
God.
Yep.
I almost didn't bring up the next busy news story.
Okay. Why?
Because I was afraid people might take it politically, but we got it sent in by several people.
Well, then do it. Because nobody but Shelley said that politics are off limits.
Well, here's the thing is, if you look at it from the way that this story is laid out, it's non-political. It's completely non-political.
I didn't know there was anything left
but
that
to
get turned
going
into
to
politics.
Attach politics to it, depending on what their opinion is. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at it as a straight issue, which is...
Dispassionately, you mean.
The
It's a straight issue?
Well, it's not gay.
Okay.
This is about missing emails.
Ha!
This is about
the dog ate my homework.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is about the IRS missing emails. And the thing is, what everyone sent in were stories that weren't about, ooh, there's a cover-up, or it wasn't about... It was about nothing else other than, why are these emails missing?
Correct.
And there are
They're
several
not.
Stories out lately... That, for one thing, the IRS is connected with a company, and I can't even remember the name. It's Sunisoft or Santasoft or something that does nothing but email backup. That's what they do for
right.
a living. They have multiple servers that auto backup
right.
4 times a day to multiple locations, and their motto is like, we can't lose an email, and they've been using them for like the past 10 years or something.
Since 2005,
so
they contracted
the question then is, well, then these guys have copies of all those.
Right.
And you know, and I had someone send me the story that said, you know what? They used to work with me at Earthlink, and we used to be an email support. You know, Earthlink had backups on all their email servers.
Yep.
I find it hard to believe that the IRS doesn't back up their email servers, because you know what? If they're telling me in an email that I owe them money, I guarantee they have a copy of it. I'm sure they do.
Right. Yeah, I lost an email at work once from a vendor, and the IT was able to get it back.
Well, then suddenly, there's other stories that don't have anything to do with this company that's backing up. They're like, whoa. Everybody knows that the NSA is looking at everything right now. And they're like, do you mean to tell me that the NSA is looking at everything except the IRS? They're like, because we're pretty sure they have every transmission from the IRS as well.
No, see, and now you've reached a point where you can't have this discussion without it getting political.
Well,
because the only person who's the person who can request the NSA to find those emails?
I'm sure the head of the NSA could.
The Attorney General of the United States of America.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Well, here's
exactly.
Here's the thing, and I think the way you keep it non-political is you say, thank God, we know that there's at least two organizations that for sure have copies of these emails so that the president can absolve everyone of responsibility when they're released to the public, right?
Well, they claim they didn't do anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right? I mean, it'll be easy now because, and what's great is there's at least two separate groups that have them. So certainly all these emails will match up with each other perfectly. Because if one of them comes up with different emails than the other, then there's something fishy going. So it's a way for everyone to clear the air.
Then there might be something fishy going on there. It is so fishy. You could put your line in and pull out a 10-pound trout in like a second. That's how many fish there are in this fishy story. Mark is sitting there going, I'm not sure what to say.
Peter P.
P.P.
has submitted a story. Florida!
Florida.
Here's a pro tip for you. Shooting yourself with a gun you smuggled into prison won't get you lawsuit money.
What?
This could only come from Florida.
How did they smuggle the gun in? I just love to hear this.
I bet it could come from Texas, too.
I love this guy's name, Deshondre Billups.
Deshondre
Billups and Kirk Cartwright, two Florida inmates, along with five others, were arrested. What authorities describe as a plot to sue the Florida Department of Corrections.
Deshondre.
The department began its
investigation. Gezi, Sean, or Andre. One of the three was the dad.
Billups and Cartwright were shot with a 25 caliber Beretta inside the Columbia Correctional Institute in Lake City, Florida. Cartwright, 33, and Billups, 26, told the guards they were shot by an unknown assailant while they were praying in their cell.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they were praying.
With the help of friends, family members, and a third inmate, the suspects allegedly smuggled the semi-automatic pistol into the prison through the mail, according to the Florida Times-Union.
Through the mail?
Doesn't that let you know that there's something wrong going on with the Department of Corrections? You can send a gun through the mail and get it to an inmate?
You know what was worse?
Huh.
One guy was shot in the jaw, the other one was shot in the penis, and only one shot went off.
The other one was shot what? One in the jaw, one in the penis, and?
Only one shot went off.
Oh. One got a shot in the ass and a shot in the penis.
Okay.
Let's see. Authorities say regularly cell phones get snuck into prison. How are people sneaking things this large into prison? And drugs. They face five new felony charges, including firearm possession, several counts of contraband possession for cell phones. Cartwright was already serving a life sentence for murder, so like
oh, he's in trouble.
No big deal. And Billups was serving 20 years for armed robbery and burglary, and now the 20 years is going to be more like 40 years. The third inmate who allegedly helped him, 21-year-old Tony Underwood, is charged with introducing contraband. He's serving a 6-year sentence for burglary and grand theft. Cartwright's girlfriend and Billups' mother were arrested Tuesday on charges stemming from the investigation. Arrest warrants have also been issued for Cartwright's sister and Underwood's girlfriend. So there
you
go.
Wait, this is a federal conspiracy now. You have six people.
I know. Well, it only takes three. What I don't get is, I had a friend. We had a friend in jail at one point, and he asked me to send him the Bible in the mail. But he could, how are they getting all this stuff through the mail? Because when I had to send him the Bible, I literally had to send it like three pages at a time because the correctional whatever in California wouldn't let me send him a book.
Oh.
So I would slice the pages out of whatever chapters he asked me for.
Wouldn't they already have Bibles in the jail?
He wanted a specific version, and they didn't have it.
I'll bet they have a lot of versions of the Bible in jail.
Well, he wanted King James Version. He said that they didn't have any that weren't already claimed.
And
so I was slicing three pages out of whatever gospel it was he asked me for.
If you want the Quran, you'll get it immediately.
Oh, no. If he wants the Quran and you try and slice one up to send it to him, you'll be arrested because the NSA will come and get you.
Or the Muslim Brotherhood.
Reuters.
Yes.
Chicago,
that toddling town.
Nuns sue strip joint.
Awesome. Four.
A group of Chicago area nuns is suing a strip club behind their convent, complaining of noise, glaring neon lights, and heaps of litter that include empty whiskey bottles and used condoms showing up on the convent property.
Oh, that seems like something
the
you could
missionary.
Sue for.
Yeah, I think this is funny. The Missionary Sisters of St. Charles Borromeo, I think it's interesting that the name of the group of nuns is also a sex position. The Missionary Sisters.
It does sound a little fishy, doesn't it?
Said Speaking Illinois mandates a 1,000-foot buffer zone between adult entertainment venues and places of worship or schools. The suit is filed on Friday in Cook County, also names the village of Stone Park where the strip club is located. The $3 million club Allure opened last September across the back fence of the convent, which has three chapels, a home for retired sisters, so a bunch of really old nuns there, and a house for young women thinking about becoming nuns.
Or strippers.
Or apparently strippers.
So it's basically one-stop shopping. All your career options
are
right there.
They're literally on the fence.
That's awesome. The sisters have every right to pray and work peacefully without disruption from a strip club in their backyard, the lawyer for the nun said.
So a priest, a pastor, and a rabbi walk into a strip club.
Now, not surprisingly, the lawyer for Club Allure was unavailable for comment at this point.
He was praying.
Stone Park attorney said that the 1,000-foot limit applies to most of the state, but a one-mile restriction applies to suburban Cook County, which includes Stone Park. He said the Cook County limit is unconstitutional because it would prohibit any kind of strip club in the small town, in most small towns in the country, which would violate free speech protection.
Okay.
So what they're saying is the town is so small that to have one in the town, you would have to be within a mile. So there you go.
All right.
This was sent in by Mark.
Who?
You.
By me?
You.
What'd I send in?
Is New Hampshire really the drunkest state in the Union?
Apparently.
National Institute for Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, the NIAAA, has released its 2014 report on alcohol consumption in the United States.
Per capita.
With figures per capita alcohol consumption updated through 2012. Converting various boozes to pure ethanol volumes, the researchers estimate the country as a whole drank 2.33 gallons of alcohol per 14 or older resident. Per 14 or older resident.
But this is, what, New Hampshire?
Now, hold on. Apparently in New Hampshire.
That's not alcohol, that's antifreeze.
A 2.2% increase.
Alcohol,
that's a
yeah.
lot of booze. That's 497 5% 12-ounce beers or 98 bottles of 12% 750-milliliter wine.
And that's people ages 14 and older, which means I would have to think between 14 and 18, they're not consuming as much yet.
Or they're hammering beers. because
it's cold.
you got to look at the other end of that, because at the other end of that are the people that are like 70 to 90 who probably aren't dusting as much as a 16-year-old or 18-year-old.
I'm telling you.
Because you give an 18-year-old a bunch of beer and a 90-year-old guy a bunch of beer, I'm pretty sure the 18-year-old's going to drink the 90-year-old.
They're shooting Jack, baby.
Well, and if, you know, and it keeps you, them probably just need to stay warm. So antifreeze.
You know, I was at a graduation party the other night.
Right?
We missed a lot of good stuff.
Oh, well, then clearly let's go back and try it.
Bruce? Bruce?
Yes?
They make a Jack Daniels now that's honey flavored.
Oh, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, I know. We're like missing out.
How'd we miss this?
They didn't have any of this crap.
And they were pouring
Lynchburg it. Coolers, dude. The Jack Daniels, it's like a lemonade thing.
Okay, hello, romancing.
They had a summer white.
Yeah, knock that off.
I'm romancing,
they had
right.
a summer white honey ale, and they were pouring shots of Jack Daniels honey into it.
Okay, we're not trying to send our listeners out.
And they were describing it as life-changing.
Oh, it'd be life-changing, right.
And that's what I was thinking.
Not in a good
this
way.
This would change my life completely if I drank
it'll change it
one of these.
From the way it is now to being completely effed up.
Yeah.
How was that for bringing it back around, Shelly?
Ooh.
Well, that's a little bit better.
Ooh. Shelly, take
what?
A guess. State that came in last place in the country? Alcohol consumption?
California.
Utah.
Of course, the state where everyone's born.
I forgot about that.
California. California's probably like number two. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Utah, of course, came in last. Actually, but not that different.
That's because sometimes Mormons go out by themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Not that I want to be Debbie Downer or anything, but I think we're about 40 minutes into the 15-minute boozy news.
Actually, we're 20 minutes overall, of which the first 5 minutes we've spent discussing other stuff. Shelly.
To Shelly, this just seems like a lifetime because she's not doing the news.
Because no, it just
when Shelly
like
doesn't do the news,
story's gone on forever.
When Shelly doesn't do the news, she seems to think it runs a lot longer.
Yes,
it just seems like it's forever because that story just really didn't enthrall me.
Okay, if I'm going to pick one,
it was delightful, the lovely.
Which would you guys rather hear? A man with a realistic tattoo of a gun tried to pretend it was the real thing. man dancing on car exposes himself to children and deputies.
Nah.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Reverse prostitution ring that nailed a bunch of people, including NBA players.
Yeah, there you go. Let's
on
see
the
that
beach.
One.
Or Hamilton, Ohio man with a long history of public indecency arrested again for simulating sex with the pool float.
Okay.
Pool float.
Okay. Edwin Tobergta, 35, was arrested Wednesday morning after a witness observed him standing naked on Route 4 in Hamilton, Ohio, simulating sex with a pink pool flotation device.
What was it shaped like?
According to police reports, the witness said he was in full view of nearby businesses, passing cars, schools, and the train.
Was he banging the cup holder?
Yeah, well, he was previously arrested in June of 2013 after he engaged in sex with a pool float outside of his house in front of children. That pool float was in the shape of Shamu the killer whale.
So he has a problem with pool floats.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem wasn't the sex, it was the pool floats.
Right. Well, and then listen to this. He was sentenced to 11 months in prison but was released early.
Because there were no pool floats?
In August of 2011, he was arrested for a similar offense involving having sex with a pink swimming pool raft. And in 2002, he was caught having sex with an inflatable pumpkin that was part of a Halloween display at Walmart. Now, when are they going to keep this guy in jail?
Or keep him away from pool floats?
Yeah, anything inflatable. They need to keep him away from the inflatable.
At least get him something normal inflatable that you would have sex with, like
an
inflatable sex doll.
Yeah, that might help. And make him stay inside.
Fixed it. Fixed it. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
That was fast. That wasn't much
of a break. Your dreams were your ticket.
I didn't even get a chance to get some more water.
Welcome back
to the same old place that you laughed about.
I'm laughing at you all the time.
But the names have all changed since you've been around. Are you going to tell me the words are wrong? Come on, tell me what the right words are, Shelley.
No, I was just giving you the hairy eyeball because it's like, are you going to continue singing that song when you know what? Don't know
that,
the words?
Where did that term come from? The hairy eyeball. That is the grossest sounding thing ever. The hairy eyeball.
I didn't make it up. Don't look at me.
I can't imagine just having like a bunch of hair stuck to your eyeball. That's disgusting. So, Mark,
it happens to me all the time. Whenever one of the cats sleeps on my head.
I was going to say, what are you doing when
it
happens?
I'm asleep, and the cat sleeps on my head, and I wake up, and I've got cat hair stuck to my eyelashes.
Ew. Thank God it's not cream cheese. Mark.
What?
What's the topic?
I don't remember.
He's just pissed.
The number one offender. Resentment. Anger turned inwards. Takes more alcoholics and addicts out than any other single thing, according to whoever it's according to.
The big book?
I think that drinking and using takes more people out, but you know, yeah. Hey. Having a resentment, yeah. You know.
The big book where it says resentment is the number one offender?
I know that's what it says, but I think that actually drinking the booze is the number one offender.
Yeah.
Well, what leads you up to drinking the booze?
Slamming the dope takes priority.
No, it's
What?
The emotion that takes you out because you get a major case of the effets. You get ticked off. You get upset. Something happens. You're like, oh, eff it. I'm just going to drink.
Some guy shows up from the past.
Because that'll help it. Yeah, because clearly drinking or using will solve the situation and make you not so angry.
Well, it probably will make you not so angry.
Used to make me happy for
but
a minute.
It's still there. The emotion is still there. It hasn't been dealt with.
No, it's not. I've now stuffed it way deep down where I don't have to look at it.
Yeah, and then once you sober up, not only does that emotion come up, then you're ticked off because you've just blown your sobriety.
Well, the guilt thing does come up.
I don't
up.
Care about blowing my sobriety. What difference does that make?
Well, then awesome.
So I'd have 29 non-continuous years.
I'll save a seat for you.
Without using any names and trying to do this in a way that doesn't expose anyone in particular,
yes.
I got a call from someone the other day to come and get them. I went to go and get this person. This person is a younger alcoholic. I'm not even going to say if it's a man or a woman. Spent the entire time after me picking up telling me, I don't get it. I didn't even have a good time. I felt guilty the whole time. I didn't really enjoy myself. I didn't feel safe where I was at. Nothing was right. I didn't really feel correctly loaded. What the F? My parents were trying to call me. What the F is going on? I said, well, you know, that's the way it's going to be from now on, every time you get loaded.
They didn't use enough.
I think they might have. Well, I don't know. I think this person was, this might have been day three when I picked them up, mm-hmm. of no sleep. Because they had that look.
Oh, then they were used right.
Yeah, they had that look. Like, it's, I pick them up at a 7-Eleven where the neon lights and everything, it's brightly lit.
Uh-huh.
And their eyes are like saucers. I mean, they are like dilated to the degree. And I'm like, wow.
You've been up for a bit.
Been doing a little bit of speed?
Yes.
Like, no. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What's your position on the number one offender?
It depends on whether or not I'm angry at that moment. I try not to get angry about things. I try to let things go. You know, obviously, you've seen it. Sometimes I'm successful. Sometimes I'm not. Clearly. I just do the best I can. I don't like, I've gotten to a point in my recovery, thank goodness, where I'm not comfortable in my own skin when I'm harboring anger or resentment.
True.
But unfortunately, a lot of times, I can't resolve the issue that created the feeling. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't change it, or I can't change another person, or I can't do anything about it. And that's where the praying, calling your sponsor, doing all of that comes into it.
I have to throw something in here for Shelly, on Shelly's behalf. Have you ever noticed when Shelly has like a sponsee or something that's in the peanut gallery, program just flies out of her mouth like little butterflies? I mean, like she'll look and she'll be like kind of like over her sponsee, like, and here's the way recovery works. I mean, like,
so
really
I never
good.
Talk about recovery on the show
oh,
any
no.
other time?
No, 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 you do. It's just different
Are
when
you
there's
trying
a
sponsor. Give me a resentment?
See? Apparently she doesn't work as good a program as I thought. No, what
I
I'm saying
said
is
I worked
you
a perfect
could tell
program.
You could tell, like, if Mark's here and Mark has a sponsee that's in the group, what I'm saying is, like, you'll do sharing about the topic sort of indirectly directed at your sponsee who's sitting here. I've seen Mark do it with, like, Patrick or other people. We'll be talking about something and he'll be like looking over to the side while he's talking about the subject, because normally subjects come up to do with somebody around the room.
Yeah, and it always comes up with people we sponsor.
Almost always. And I've done the same thing. It'll be like there was somebody yeah. here. I have a sponsee out here as well.
Yeah.
The difference is he's not really listening, so it's okay. Uh-oh, he just looked up. He just looked up.
Well, we have to use our sponsees because we have no problems anymore.
Oh, no. Well, we're cured.
We figured it out.
The guy from Malibu is right.
That's right. It's that pill. I'm up to six a day now. How about you?
I'm not sure how many I do because I weigh them out because I crush them up.
Okay. You cook them? You cook them?
No, I just
melt them down.
I can't say that. It's going to send people out.
You melt them down and slam them?
Yeah.
You couldn't say that?
So, the number one offender, Mark.
Yeah, resentments are a dangerous thing. I find with a lot, I've got a couple sponsees right now, and that seems to be the issue that we seem to work on the most right now, is anger issues and resentments. And they just, you know, they just pop up. It's so easy. I'll give you an example I brought up to you guys. I was at my daughter's graduation party the other evening, and both of my exes were there, and there always seems to be some resentment brewing in some way that they have to sit down and have a talk with me about something.
One of those talks.
And I always get, by the end of the conversation, you know, you were this way when we were married, too. You just don't care about anything. I share this stuff with you, and you just kind of look at me like, so what? And I'm
like, so what?
And I'm like, I try to explain to him, look, I don't get involved in other people's nutties today.
That's where you say, of all the things I could care about,
of all the things I could care less about, this is one of them.
Could not care less about.
That's one of the things that I could care less about.
Then you could care about it.
Right.
You care.
Could care less.
Yeah.
Because you
but
could
I,
care.
I could, but I don't.
I could care less about almost everything because I could care less because I care about algebra not at all.
Yeah. But, like, I don't care about, I mean, I not that I don't care, but I don't get involved in other people's issues. And that's one of the things in this program that I see everybody seems to love to do. If somebody's got a problem, everybody wants to make it their problem. You know, oh my God, you can't believe this is happening. Everybody's got advice for people in this program.
Right.
Talk to your freaking sponsor. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. I've looked at more people in the last year and said, I don't know, it sounds like you should just go get loaded.
Because
you know what they do? They quit coming to me.
Yeah. I'll take care of that right away.
They're like, well, that's not what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, but you should just go do that anyway.
You just reminded me of something that happened many moons ago. I was the secretary of that big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The big meeting.
The big important meeting.
Pitzer.
And I remember when a woman who regularly went to the meeting came up to me because I'm the secretary and I'm supposed to be in charge, which is absolutely ridiculous because I'm not in charge of crap. Said that there was someone in the room she knew was drunk.
Cool.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so?
And she said, well, they shouldn't be here. Aren't you going to do something about this? I'm like, no, they should be here. And she got so mad at me. I mean, like, in a second.
Yeah.
But and she expected me to get in, like you were saying, I don't get involved in other people's nutties. She was expecting me, like it was this major scandal because an alcoholic, oh my God, was at a meeting.
Yeah, there's an alcoholic here.
Yeah.
Room's full of them.
I was like, holy crap.
You know what? I've been in many meetings of many fellowships where there's been people either loaded or drunk in them. I have never once seen someone get asked to leave unless they were being belligerent or something. I did see an alcoholic get asked to leave from a meeting once because the guy just couldn't stay sitting down and was talking shit. And they said, if you don't stop talking, you know, you're going to have to leave. You're certainly allowed to be here, but you're not allowed. And they were like real prim and proper about it. They're like, sir, you're allowed to be here. Everyone's allowed to be here. You're even allowed to be here drunk. It's okay. We're here to help you. But if you don't shut the fuck up, we're going to ask you to leave because you're not allowed to share if you don't have 24 hours.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I told one guy that to leave and not come back at a meeting. But that was the story I told about the guy who came to the meetings on a court card and was a drug dealer. And was giving his number out to the newcomers in the room if they were looking to score the good stuff.
That's a brilliant guy, though. I mean, it's brilliant.
You do your best business on Main Street.
That's a brilliant marketing idea.
No, but remember the meeting that we used to go to every Monday, and we encouraged that one drunk guy because he was, remember, he stood up and he was pontificating. We were all laughing hysterically. He was awesome. Yeah. Remember him?
You know in the 80s how many guys walked into the rooms at CA and they still had the little white ring on their nostril?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you missed a spot right there.
Yeah, there used to be people in CA. Well, and you know what I think it is? I think it's easier to tell with certain drugs than others. Like, for instance, someone's on heroin, they could just be tired.
Yeah.
I mean, and like you've never seen anyone tired in a meeting before. Or someone who's been drinking, they could be tired, but drinking usually has that telltale smell. Cocaine, maybe they had too many cups of coffee, but that white ring around the nose or something, or the fact that their cheeks are sucked in like fish, you know, is a pretty good. You know, meth heads, completely moving everything on the desk.
Yeah.
While their teeth are falling out onto the desk.
Cocaine, it was easy, though, to tell somebody it was on coke. You just put a powdered sugar donut in front of them and ask them to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
While they're,
scraping up the powder afterwards.
And their jaws clenched so they can't get anything in their mouth.
See, and that's why we hug in AA, so that we can secretly sniff each other for boost.
Oh. Okay.
I must admit, that's not why I hug in AA, Shelly. Are you hugging in AA to secretly sniff
somebody
booze
told me that.
On other people?
No,
Shelly's like, come here.
Ooh. Ah. No, somebody told me that.
Mm. Obsession.
It's an obsession. Oh, obsession. So, what would you tell, Shelly, an individual that is suffering from the number one offender? Be it anger or anger turned inwards, resentment.
Usually what I tell myself and what I would probably tell somebody else is redirect your thinking. You know, read something in the book, pray, find something else to do that doesn't have anything to do with that subject. When you distract yourself, in a sense, whether it's with program or anything else, when you distract yourself, you're not that that tape's not running in your head, and it gives you a chance to calm down. It's like when we tell, you know, somebody calls you in a panic, what's the, you know, the old sponsor standby, go read the doctor's opinion and call me back in 5 minutes, you know, because it just calms people down.
How about you, Mark? Someone's suffering from resentment or anger, what do you tell them?
If they have volume 3 of the big book, I tell them to go read page 449. If they have volume 4, I tell them to go read page 417.
And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace.
That's it.
Think I've ever read that a couple times?
That's it.
That's what people use for like years and years and years and years when I couldn't get sober. Everyone's like, read page 449, read page 449, read page 449. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Because when you accept things for being exactly the way they're supposed to be, the resentment just magically melts away.
It does.
You know?
It does.
Because you're trying to say that you know better and that you're in charge, and you've thrown your higher power and your ability to surrender and accept out the window.
I'm having to be in a little bit of acceptance right now.
Are you having trouble accepting the fact that, like, they're playing with their phones in the peanut gallery?
Yes.
That we're hearing bing, 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 bing. We have the most unruly group of well, except Wendy, who's sitting there quietly listening and smiling sometimes if we say something funny.
Now the peanut gallery is taking us off.
Leanne thinks we're the number one show on Podomatic.
She just gave us the number one symbol.
She gave us the number one.
The middle finger number one
the
symbol.
Number one... Leanne thinks Recovery 101 is number one.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Shelley, what are your final words on the number one offender?
You can only be angry if you allow yourself to be angry. I mean, if there's a circumstance or a situation or people or whatever that's making you angry, find out what's wrong with you first.
I'm going to ask Mark, and you know, do you know how many times that Mark F's up my last words?
I promise I won't.
You might. What are your final words on the subject?
If you don't learn to deal with your resentments when you come into this program, maybe you will next time you come in.
You didn't take mine.
I wasn't going to. I knew what you were going with.
Halt! Don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Resentment is anger turned inwards. You don't have... Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time
So what's
for
anger
that?
Turned outwards?
Huh?
What's anger turned outwards?
Rage.
Homicide.
Assault.
Yeah, assault. Maybe battery as well. So, Mark, we have a friend back east.
Eddie Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Read his fine publication online. You get an email to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home, sober living, someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, who'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. And if you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Vegas!
We're going.
We're going.
July 18th to the 20th, South Point Hotel.
Where is the South Point? It's on the south end of the Strip, right?
South Point Hotel, when you come into town, is the one of the very first hotels on the Strip.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's when you first come in, when you're coming in from the California side. I don't know when you're coming in from the other side, what you're going to hit first, but there's a map, you know.
There is.
There's a map that
called Google Maps.
It will get you there.
You can probably type.
And we'll be there on the 17th, right? We're getting there early?
I think so, yeah. You could probably type South Point Hotel into Google Maps, and it'll take you from outer space right down to the parking lot.
Yep. So
kind of creepy.
So we'll be there. We're in there on the 17th. We're going to be the 18th to the 20th. On Saturday, we will be recording the show in the meeting room. Come one, come all. Come participate. Might even shoot some videos so that when we tell people we have videos on
Friday night and Saturday night, they'll be invading local meetings.
We'll invade local meetings. We'll hang out.
We'll hang out.
Order a bunch of booze up to the hospitality suite.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
Hold on. That was a different group.
Sally's like, what? What?
I just want to make sure you were paying attention.
Oh, no, she was paying. You know what's funny? It didn't really look like she was paying attention until the word booze left your mouth. And then suddenly it was like,
yeah, what? What?
Shelly, people are listening to the show.
Any way that you listen to the show, we appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on a show, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. That helps us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member, and you should. It's free.
And fun.
And fun.
And you can follow us. That will give you automatic updates of when we post the shows. You can like old shows. Leave topics, please. For the love of God, please leave topics.
Otherwise, you're going to continue to hear these.
Over and over again, ad nauseum. And you can put us on your playlist for all your hot party needs.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Also, there's an Android app out for Podomatic. If you go get that, it's free, and you can actually subscribe to the show on your phone if you want to be able to listen to it at various places. I know that if you subscribe to it on your phone, you can actually plug your phone into a lot of the newer cars and play it right through your car's stereo. So how awesome is that? And we're not getting like a gigantic amount of phone listens a day yet because it's a rather new app, but we usually get in the neighborhood of like 80 or so. So 80 times 365, that's how many people are listening on their phones at this moment.
Huh?
80 a day times 365 days.
What if it's the same 80 people?
Huh?
What if it's the same 80 people? It's just Fran?
It's just Fran over and over again.
Okay. Over and over and over. If you're Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio fan page. If you want to be anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group.
If you want to be anonymous, don't get on Facebook.
By the way,
what?
The other day I looked, and between the various properties, what we would call the properties, meaning the MySpace page, the Recovery 101 page on Facebook, the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page on Facebook, and the Recovery 101 Radio Group, we've got almost 14,000 people on those properties.
It's just Fran.
It's all Fran joining under different names.
No, that also includes Bill and Robert, too, because, you know, they're admins on the page.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm sure Bill has created 463,000 other accounts
yes.
to Bill's, log in with.
Bill, sorry we couldn't get together when I was up in Fresno.
Mm.
We tried.
We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send rants, raves, topic ideas, jingles, anything you basically want to that page. And we've got
except for nude pictures. I really
pick
don't
on somebody.
To see
pick on
pictures.
Somebody besides me, please.
Well, did you say nude pictures?
Yes.
Shane?
Please don't send me nude pictures.
Is that what?
They
is that what
send
happened?
Anything they want. I said, please don't send me nude pictures.
Is that what happened to those? You told people not to send them anymore.
Yes.
If you feel like you need to send nude pictures.
Recovery 101 Radio Sales.
And you're a woman. Send them to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We'll figure that out. That's if you want to join the crack advertising staff. And by the way, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't. Matter of fact, we should make some videos when we're out there.
What I was saying.
I'll bring the video camera. I got one. Shelly, who is the lead out music by?
Forever Amber, 27 Tears Records.
Forever Amber. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Told you so.
you.